This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You crazy bastard. Where are you at right now? Where are you at? What can you see?
At my house. At my house. We live in Nashville, Tennessee at the moment.
Nice. Nice, man. So Nashville, dude, that's a tough one because that's one of those towns that I love, but it's gotten so big so fast that it's insane to get around there.
Yeah, it's annoying now. It really is.
Yeah. It's
too bad you don't have a crystal ball. Like, we moved 8 years ago. We were like, whoa, there's... My friends didn't tell me how many people were coming here.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to slow down. And it still hasn't. And it's a nightmare. So, you know, stop coming to Nashville, people.
Dude, it's true. It really is true. You
like, just because you like to come party here for a weekend doesn't mean we want you living here. You know what I mean? Like,
right. You, dude, but what I was laughing about, it seemed like you were part of Kansas City for even longer than the years you were here, because you came in with such a splash and you made such headlines and people love to talk about it. Because, dude, you live life big. You live life really large.
Yeah, you know, Kansas, it does feel like that. To be honest, I don't really, the Bears, got hurt. That's what I remember most about the Bears, blowing my back out.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, the Carolina, finished my year there. Carolina was a fantastic organization, great team. But, when I think of my career, I think of Kansas City, Minnesota, obviously the bulk of it in Minnesota and what I did with that organization. But Kansas City will ever hold a special part in my heart, man. So you're right, it does feel like I was there longer just because I think I put so much of myself into every team I was in, but especially Kansas City, being young, the ups and downs, that's what makes life, right? Like, that's what builds character is, I try to tell my kids, like, failure or mistake is only bad if you don't learn from it.
That's right. Yeah.
So, for me, so much of my, professional career started in Kansas City, but so much of my maturation into becoming the man I am today started in Kansas City. So, I have such love for that city, love for that town. The people there have always been amazing, even when I've come back, it's a special place. It does feel like it was, more than 4 years, and I accomplished a lot there in 4 years. I was able to accomplish a lot there, but it's fun to see the organization where it's at now.
Sure. No, listen, who would have ever dreamed this would be the Kansas City Chiefs right now? Like, what has happened? I mean, I grew up here, so for me, we've always been America's. If you didn't live in Kansas City, we were everybody else's second favorite team. Everybody would be, no matter where you went, they were like, "Oh, go Chiefs, man, go Big Red." Everything was great. I mean, the Schottenheimer days, and now you walk around and I'm like, hey, man, you're hurting my feelings with this. Like, when did we become the goddamn Pats? Like, when did we become Tom Brady? Like, when did we become Jeff Gordon? Like, Jesus.
Now you question everybody's loyalty, right? Like, before, you knew everybody, any Chiefs fan was a loyal Chiefs fan. You knew they were in it from the beginning. Now you're like, when did you become a fan? Just recently?
Yeah. And listen, this bigger than life thing that I think it's always fascinating about you, Jared. Like, you started out, I was reading in California, and you kind of got in trouble as a kid. You were like, you had a lot of energy, you had a lot of thoughts, and you were into a lot of things. What you got blown out for selling stolen yearbooks, or was it? Were they? Was that right?
Well, I wouldn't really say. Yeah, yes. It was a prank gone wrong. We thought it was funny to steal all their books. The school did not think it was as funny as we did. So one of those, the joke fell upon deaf ears, so to speak, and I paid the price for it. It was, but you know what? You know, again, loyalty, snitches get stitches. So
that's
I kept my mouth.
That's right.
I kept my mouth shut, and they pulled my inter-district transfer, so I ended up having to switch school to go up and live with my mom in Los Gatos. But, you know, again, you learn from life's mistakes and stuff like that. But,
of course.
But yeah, it was, again, we thought it was funny. Hindsight, not so funny.
But what they really punished you for then, you're saying, is because you wouldn't rat, because you kept your mouth shut, and then that really caused you some trouble.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I was like on our principal's freaking shining star list either. They were itching for reasons to get me out of there. That was what we like to call. We were jocks. We were complete meatheads growing up, and we played football and we hung out. School was an afterthought.
Sure.
So they weren't necessarily, we weren't bringing up the academic standards back then. We were having a good time. You're doing what high school kids probably shouldn't be doing, and trying to get away with it. So,
of course,
they were itching for a reason to break up our little crew and send me along.
Well, this is a short life, man. Like, when you opened up the bar down on Southwest Boulevard, when you got into PBR, you started talking about the Bulls. When you got into curling for some crazy-ass reason. Like, listen, this is a short life. You're trying to get a biggest bite of it as you possibly can.
Yeah, right? Think about, experiences build character, build people. I read an article in the Wall Street Journal probably a handful of years ago, but it was talking about, if you ever get interviewing somebody, the first question you should ask them is, do you travel, right? And then how often do you travel and where? Just because people, who travel have more empathy, they're emotionally more, all that stuff. But when it comes down to experiences, right? If you don't have life experiences, how can you then, create good judgment, bad judgment, a well-balanced, kind of character? So for me, I get into things based on the experience and what I can learn from it, because it's going to be fun, things like that. The restaurant in Kansas City was just a name and likeness. I actually had no real part of that thing. But I did run a very successful restaurant for, goodness, dang near 15 years. We had a place called The Lodge, Sasquatch Kitchen, out in Scottsdale, Arizona, and Tempe, Arizona.
Crazy.
So, I just recently got out of that not too long ago. The PBR deal was awesome, fantastic. I sold those. I sold that bull a few years ago back to my partner. I've been able to get involved with some things, do it at a high level. Curling's been an absolute blast. I took this last year off. I got asked to be an alternate on Corey Dropkin's team, and USA Curling kind of put the kibosh on it. So by the time the season came around, I didn't have a team I felt I could compete with. So we'll probably make it, see what this year shakes out to be. They'll have a tournament to get into the Olympic trials and try to get a team together and go do that. But, I'm a big dreamer. I'm a dream big guy, And, the only shot you miss, with the old saying, it's kind of cliche, the only shot you miss is the ones you don't take.
That's right. No. Oh. And just like you were telling your kids, failures are just part of this life. We all, if we get it stuck in our heads, I don't know where society does it, or just we're naturally born to be afraid of failure. But they all think one big failure that suddenly that's the end of your life. And I'm like, listen, kid, you're going to have 700. Like, and then one will go your way, and it's going to change everything. Like, it's just, it's a matter of that's how it works. Like, everything is it's a series of failures until you win, until you get the one, you figured it all out, man.
And then the tech world, they call it R&D, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right. R&D. That's right.
You learn what works and what doesn't work. So, yeah. So that's kind of how I approach things. I'm a firm believer that God puts me where I need to be, when I need to be, and gives me what I need, not what I want. It's kind of how I try to live life. I try to, the one thing we're all guaranteed is that we're going to meet the grave at some point, right? So you might as well, have some stories for people to talk about.
I think about like the Super Bowl, right? You go with the Panthers. Like, you're the one guy I can talk to. I'll be lucky enough in this world to talk to and go, okay, so tell me, when you walk out that day, like, what's in your heart? Like, what do you think? You know, the idea that you started playing ball at such a young age that every kid dreams of, that's the pinnacle of every football player's existence, is the Super Bowl. So you realize, man, I'm on a team. We're going to go. I'm on the plane. We're walking into the locker room. I'm in the goddamn Super Bowl. Like,
yeah,
that's...
It's not, and you know, I don't ever say I regret, but the one thing I wish I would have done is we knew we were going to win that game, right? So, you know, Coach Rivera had us on a pretty strict regimen that week. You know, we were guys in Denver, they were enjoying the hell out of the week. You know, our whole mindset was, you know, treat it like a normal game. We're going to enjoy it when we win. Well, we didn't win, so we didn't enjoy it. So that's tough.
Before the end of the game part.
I'm like, have fun during the week. That's right. You know, maybe we should have taken the kids out to the puppy race or whatever the heck they call it. You know, the puppy bowl. It's cool. So I also had the pleasure of knowing it was my last game, you know? So for me, it was very nostalgic. It was back in my hometown of Santa Clara, you know, Santa Clara County,
sure.
That's where I grew up. And knowing it was my last game, I wish I would have been, you know, healthy. I played the Super Bowl with a broken foot. You know, I had ruptured my L5 that year too. So I was pretty banged up. So, you know, obviously as a competitor, you know, you look back to like 2009, I'm like, man, I would have loved to play the Super Bowl when I was in 2009, you know, health, you know, have a massive impact. But, you know, still, I mean, to go out there and to be able to experience that, you know, it is rare. And you don't really know what to think. And I'll be honest, I would tell people to embrace the moment more. I think, you know, so much is put on trying to treat it just like a normal game, but it's not a normal game. It's a Super Bowl. And you got to trust that and you got to use that and you got to find ways to thrive off that energy. And so for me, it was great, but you know, you try to compartmentalize the emotions the totality of the situation. Right.
Right.
Go out there and try to play your best. So,
but no, look around. Right? It's rare air. You may not get there again. Right. Like you want to know.
That's the thing. It's like, so we went to the NFC Championship game in 2009, you know, and we're thinking, man, we got a similar team coming back. We're going to the Super Bowl in 2010. Well, injuries and all sorts of crap happen. You know, we don't even sniff the playoffs. And then I don't get back to the Super Bowl till 2016. You know, like seven years.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah.
My goodness. So, that's the fun part about football, though. And I think that's what's so impressive about the Chiefs. You know, consistency in our league is hard because you have free agency, you have the draft. You got salary. You got teams that can go out and spend money and create win now situations. So for the Chiefs to create longevity over, I think they said seven AFC championship games.
Yeah.
You know, I always tell people you usually have like a 4 to 6 year window when your guys are in their prime, right? And then you'll see teams fall off because they didn't do a good job drafting or injuries or whatever. You know, the depth isn't managed properly. So for the Chiefs to be kind of in this situation where they're, you know, they're out of most guys, you know, playing primes, and they're still just, you know, chugging along and winning games. And, you know, the consistency is what's so impressive. So you really got to, you know, tip your hat to the front office, what they're doing upstairs, bringing players in, and obviously the coaching staff to, you know, create a system that allows guys to thrive.
Of course. Now, let me go back to the philosophy of it, because I think that's honestly, for me, that's the most interesting part about you, Jared, is I don't think people think about you or necessarily understand what a big idea guy you are. And really, the idea that you know that travel is super important, that getting out of your microcosm is so important, seeing the world character wins, fails, everything you see is becoming who you are. You get back with that Super Bowl, and you get the ring. You don't get the bigger ring, but you get the Super Bowl ring. How long before you put that on till it turns into a good feeling, like a happy feeling, you know what I mean? Because I know it's obviously we want.
I've never put my NFC Championship ring on.
Never. You've never gotten to the place where you can. I hope you do get there though. I mean, you know where you go, man.
I don't really wear like you know, I'm not a jewelry guy. I'm never gonna wear my wedding ring. But yeah, I don't know. I'm like second place.
See, that's what I wondered. Can you ever go and go, but I was there, you know? Like,
all about people that came in second place, you know what I mean?
I got you.
Dude, I'm like 10 up, you know, win it all or fail big.
So you're saying you didn't autograph one of those old yearbooks for the principal and leave it while you were there playing the Super Bowl?
He probably wants one now, right? Well, I do. I mean, I got my Super Bowl memorabilia up. It's always cool to be a part of Super Bowl 50. Like I said, in my hometown, and have my family kid there. So it's always special. You know, again, the sting of the loss wears off. You know, but then it's funny because the NFL worlds are kind of small. So I did some consulting. I know the Chiefs fans are going to hate me for the Broncos. Not this, but last season on the pass rush stuff 2 seasons ago. And, you know, all the pictures around there, because their last win is all, you know, the Broncos beat us in the Super Bowl. So it's all pictures of the Super Bowl I lost, which makes me want to cry.
Dude, hopefully.
Really, guys? Really?
Hopefully this Sunday we'll see it. Is it possible to get a three-peat? Well, it has to be. Will we? I don't know. I mean, it's...
Philly's a beast, though. I mean, Philly's a different animal right now. Like, with what they're doing in the run game, and you know, watching that Bills game back... you know, we're not boxing it back, but, you know, thinking back on it, you know, they were having success outside of town. They were having success running the ball to the perimeter. You know, I'm a little shocked that they didn't, you know, try some more perimeter runs in those short yardage situations instead of, you know, the constant repeat of, you know, I get Josh Allen's a monster, so, you know, keep going with what works. But, you know, that would be if there's one area I think that the Chiefs are going to have to, you know, really shore up, and, you know, we have to, you know, the Eagles do really well is off tackle runs. I mean, so, but you know, at the same time, you know, I like witnessing greatness. So I'm definitely rooting for a three-peat. So I think it'd be great for the NFL, it'd be great for the organization. But who knows now, you know, with all the ref conspiracies, the league might go heavy the other way now. You know, Philly might be getting all the calls now.
Doesn't that piss you off as a player who went out there and just played with a broken foot, who fought so hard that the idea that somebody's telling you guys what to do? Like, if I was a ball player, not just a Chief, any NFL player, I'd be like, I'd be so angry because I'm like, guys, we're breaking ourselves in half. We're risking CTE. We're ruining our shoulders, our knees, our backs. We're destroying ourselves out here for someone to say, oh, it's all rigged. That pisses me off.
Yeah,
it drives me crazy.
That's asinine. I'll be honest with you. We never got these scripts. We never got anything like that.
would have told me you wouldn't have stayed on anyway.
So, you know, I can promise every viewer, every fan that the game from the player's standpoint is there's no – It's hard fought. It's 100% heart and soul, blood, sweat, and tears, and everybody's trying to win. And there's no script to that. I will say that as a player, though, sometimes you do feel like, hold up, we used to play Green Bay. Green Bay used to sneakily get a bunch of calls. Like, dude, how does everything go Green Bay's way? You know,
right,
so you do
right.
feel like there's some favorite organizations in the NFL.
I'm sure.
So I get why people are like, hold up now, like these calls don't seem to be going even. There's someone in the ref's ear, you know, back in New York saying, hey, leave that one on the ground. You know what I mean?
Right. Tell me this. Did you ever know you were getting away with something because you knew how to sneak it past the ref? Like, you were in there and if I get caught doing this, I'm going to get busted, but I think I can get by with it.
100%. So, I mean, there's also the human element of it, right? Like, I knew I would go up and make sure I talked to the umpires. I knew the line just back, just guys that are going to be, you know, giving me holding calls or stuff like that. I should know them on a first name basis. Like, ask them how they're family. Hey, how was the trip in? You know, so how does I might get a warning. I'm going to take every inch of that neutral zone you allow me to. So instead of throwing the flag, I might get a warning. Like, hey, Jared, you need to back up a little bit, right? So the human element is there, and again, that's a game you got to play. And if you know people are too dumb to figure that out, that's on them. Take advantage of every situation, every chance you can get, but. You know, again, and it, what they say, it's usually not the guy who does it first, it's the guy who retaliates, so that everybody's up in arms about the Kelsey, you know, getting in DeMar Hamlin's face, and then, you know, the D-tackle coming over and headbutting him. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, you're retaliating, and let's be honest, we're all in football pads. It's not like they were in a street fight and you had to defend someone's honor. Like, get the hell out of here.
Did you ever have any mortal enemies? Like, guys, you never got it. Like, every time you saw them, you're like, today's the day I'm gonna destroy you. Like, it never was. You never got past it.
Yeah, there was. I mean, you know, Donald Penn and I had great rivalries. You know, going against each other, because those are those fun matchups within the matchups, right? You know, I'm trying to think who else. You know, I used to nothing but rivalry. I used to love playing against Chad Clifton with Green Bay because he was good, right? And so it's always fun to test yourself. And you know, when you can get the better of a guy who's, you know, going to Pro Bowls and All Pros and stuff like that, it's always a good feeling.
Any guy though that you might, if you saw him in a bar, you'd fight him today?
No, I had no animosity. everybody. I'm sure there, I mean, at times I remember, I wasn't too hot when that, when the offensive lineman took my knee out, you know,
yeah.
Yeah. when I was right. But, you know, for me, it's like you handle it on the field. You can handle it in the tunnel, but you know, the whole animosity for years and years, you got, you know, come on now, get on with the life.
All right. Listen, we'll find out what happens this Sunday. They're giving us, a point and a half on the spread right now. What do you call it?
Oh, geez, I'm not a gambler, so I don't even know. I think, yeah, so it's basically it's a pick 'em, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's it, man.
You know, I worry about, you know, what the, Phillies, you know, O-line and run game can do. And I think that's going to be the side factor. They can shut that down early. They can keep Philly behind the chains. I think they got to get a shot. Although they got some monsters over on the receiving core as well. So I think, you know, Kansas City does such a great job, though, of keeping the game close. They remind me a lot of the Patriots. I mean, if they go look back at some of the Patriots, Super Bowl wins, they felt more like counterpunchers, right? And that's what kind of, you know, Kansas City feels to me like a lot this season.
Every,
a lot of counterpunchers.
Kind of, yeah.
They kind of control the game until they need to, and then it's like, bam, they score at will, you know? So, and it's going to be a tough one. But again, like I said, I'm rooting for history, so. You know, I'm not, you know, I feel, you know, with a spread that close, I feel sorry for Mattress Mac down there in Texas. I mean,
that crazy degenerate gambler, son of a bitch. Millions, dude, tens of millions, if not hundreds at this point with that guy, Mattress Mac.
He's all fooled. He's writing it off as a marketing expense for his company.
Really? All right, listen, anytime, Jared, you're always cool, man. I appreciate you.
My pleasure, guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.